Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And yes, my heart is full. It is working. It is pumping. It's doing its thing. And it's time to talk more diving-related stuff. That's why I've connected with Jeremiah from Ocean Encounters in Curacao for Hour 2. Jeremiah, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, I started my day with a deep dive with some students down to the tugboats. And after that, I directly went in and did some core restoration. So I'm feeling like I've already had a good day so far.
Awesome. So the first dive you did was the tugboat there in Curacao, the one that we actually did our first dive when we were there for Christmas?
No, different. Next time you'll have to come out. We have in front of the Sea Aquarium, or just behind it, on our house reef, we have two tugboats right down at the 40-meter mark. So it's perfect for doing a little bit deeper dives.
Cool. Well, I mean, you could actually probably just snorkel right out to it. Is that true, too? Or?
Absolutely. We free dive down to it all the time. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, from the shore. I mean, can you swim out to it from the shore? And
oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can get it from our dive center for sure.
Okay. But you usually take the boat out, I take it, right?
Yeah, I'm lazy. I'm a boat diver.
Yes. Well, they have a few of them there at Ocean Encounters in Curacao and a cool little layout that makes things very, very easy. I mean, you got all the restaurants, the hotels, the aquarium to occupy your time, you know, during your surface interval. And then you just hop on a boat and head out there and enjoy some of the cool diving. So you did the tugboats first, and then you went and did one of these coral restoration dives, which you guys are... You're very much in the forefront of this as far as Caribbean islands right now, from what I hear. Is that right?
Yeah, we were the third on board. We were lucky enough to get involved with Ken Niedermeyer, who you know well up in Florida. And we were just after Bonaire. We set up about 2.5 years ago. And things are going really, really great so far. We did put all of our nursery and a lot of our restoration is going on the Sea Aquarium Beach, like you spoke of, so that it's right smack dab in the middle of all the tourism, and so a lot of people get to experience the program and get to see the program, get to see all the good work that we're doing.
Very good. So what did you do exactly today? You guys went out there and like clean coral, or did you plant a new coral tree, or what are you doing?
We did a little bit of everything. You know, that's the great thing about this project is anybody can do it. We are just simply coral farmers. So we went out there and first of all, cleaned a lot of the algae, just like you'd go out and weed the garden. And then we repopulated some of the empty holes. So we did some fragging and some of the bigger pieces we did outplant. So I think I was in the water for over 90 minutes. I'm a little bit chilly right now, that's such a thing in the Caribbean.
Yes, that's hard to believe down in Curacao because the weather is just spectacular. I mean, we're getting these cold fronts coming through every other day here, even in Florida right now, but it's not hitting you, right?
Oh, it's freezing down here. I think it's about 84 degrees outside. And
sucks being you, right?
Yeah, water temperature just dropped to 79. So, yeah, it's the coldest time of the year.
Wow. You know that everybody's listening. You know they hate you, right? And that's when you know well.
They shouldn't hate me. They should come see me.
That's true. They should. They should follow our lead like we did at Christmas time and go down there at any time. I mean, this would be a perfect time to head down there and enjoy some of the weather and diving they have down in Curacao. Just really spectacular. Matter of fact, we're making plans right now to visit sometime in the next few months. And, of course, we'll talk about it when that happens. But don't wait on us. Go. And I got to give props to you because you guys have donated a very cool trip to the Beneath the Sea organization that runs the big dive show up there in Secaucus, New Jersey at the end of March. And this thing is, I mean, you really pulled out all the stops for this. It's going to be contributed to their silent auction, so it benefits all the causes like scholarships and marine conservation efforts at Beneath the Sea. You can check it out, beneaththesea.org, and find out all the cool things that they support. But this auction item is like $4,000 worth of stuff. It's like a trip for two to go dive with you and Curacao for a week, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, we were more than happy to do it. Like you said, it's all for a good cause. The property that we're working together with is Sunscape. It's an all-inclusive, super all-inclusive with even a casino on site. We have a dive shop on site. It's one of the best house reefs that in Curacao that's right there out on the dock. The boat picks you up. We've also included some fantastic add-ons for that. Some of our all-day trips to Klein Curacao, which is famous. You can choose that, or you can go to the world-famous Mushroom Forest here. Go looking for little blue people out there. We also included a night dive.
I heard
dive,
those so. Stories, but those were at the bar at night, so I wasn't sure if that was legit or just you were yanking our chain there.
Well, it was after some blue Curacao.
Yeah,
you never
that's
know
right.
What'll
okay.
happen.
All right. So it could happen. But actually, those two sites, when we were on the island, you know, we didn't visit either one, did we?
We needed a reason to get you back here.
Well, true. And those are some of the two most popular sites of Mushroom Forest out there towards the west end, correct?
Is that correct, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Klein Bonaire, we went out to the east end with you on your boat, but is that out towards that way, or is that somewhere else totally, or what?
It is. Where we took you is toward exactly. Yeah. I was going to correct you. But.
Yes. I've been to Klein Bonaire. I haven't been to Klein Curacao, so yeah.
Saving the best for last. No.
Right.
But, yeah, the east side of Curacao where we took you is, you can see it's uninhabited. That's the great thing about it. Some of the most beautiful reefs in the Caribbean, really unspoiled. There's no way to access it except for by boat. Mm-hmm. And once you go diving out there, what we do is we cross over to Klein Curacao. And it's really this bounty island, like it fell out of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You know, that turquoise water. There's a lot of turtle nesting going out there, so you're almost guaranteed to see turtles. You can walk around on the white sandy beaches. We serve lunch out there. It's really a fantastic day.
Well, and that's part of this silent auction package you guys are donating to Beneath the Sea to go do that, or the Mushroom Forest for a day of diving on a boat. That's pretty sweet in Curacao. And it's all-inclusive. I didn't know that hotel. What's the name of it again? Seascape?
Sunscape. Yeah, it's part of the AMR resorts. They're really big in the Caribbean, so they do a fine job.
Yeah, well, you said they have a casino, too. That was the other place I didn't visit. I should have came by there and made a deposit to the local economy. I just spent all my money at Starbucks. You know, they have a couple of those on the island, too.
Which is right next door to the casino.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, is it? And I just missed it.
We got everything you need.
Okay, well, there you go. There's another reason to go back. But if you want to go and take advantage of this trip that they've donated to the silent auction, all you got to do is show up at Beneath the Sea and go up to the desk and look for the Curacao trip. It's a trip for two, all-inclusive, diving. I mean, what else am I forgetting? That's pretty substantial right there. Is there anything else there? That's pretty
much absolutely. I believe it's 7 nights, 5 days of diving. So
wow.
Right there. And like I said, it's a super all-inclusive. So all your food and drinks, you're not even going to have a bar bill after that. It's all included.
That is so sweet. And there you go. You can help out a good cause and go have the trip of a lifetime. All right. So you're diving. Is your diving done for today? Was that your big project for the morning or what?
It is. Actually, today's my day off.
Oh.
But I donated it to a good cause.
Look at you. You're always doing good work. So that's a good thing. And then, so what's next? I mean, on your day off, you're diving. I mean, do you ever not dive when you're taking a break or what?
I am a father, so this afternoon I'm going to go pick up my little girl. I got an 8-year-old, and I'm probably going to take her snorkeling.
Okay. See, he keeps giving back.
Well, it's good. You know, I found something on my way back. This is really unique. We found a little seagrass area on the way back in from our dive that's located in our channel. And we found, in the nudibranch family, we saw these tiny little sea hares. Look like they're little nudies. And there must have been about 20 or 30 of them, and wow, only about 6-8 feet of water just in front of our hotel. So I'm going to go get her and give her a little science class.
That is so cool. And I know everybody listening right now who has kids are going, oh, I wish I had that kind of backyard. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the beautiful things of being in Curacao. You could do that on a vacation. You can go out there and plan that and bring your family out and do that kind of thing too. But it has everything, whether it's families, singles, you know, couples, whatever. I mean, that's the cool thing about Curacao that I found, that there really is something for everybody, whether you're diving or not there on the island. So go check it out, curacao.com. And of course, Ocean Encounters, Jeremiah's dive operation. It's oceanencounters.com, correct?
That is correct.
And, of course, not only are you donating that trip to the Beneath the Sea Silent Auction, you're going to be there. So we'll see you up there at the end of March as well.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
So we'll hang out with Jeremiah, go you know, paint the Northeast Curacao blue and have some fun. Are you bringing any of that stuff up with you? I've almost emptied my bottle since our last visit.
Yeah, for you, I'm definitely going
to
bring a few.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's one of the local concoctions they like to drink after their day of diving. I don't know. Maybe it's just the tourists, but I'll tell you what, it's a tasty mixer for sure. All right, Jeremiah, thanks so much. Talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right, thanks, buddy.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Plenty of friends in low places all around the world. I'm very, very lucky in that regard, as we all are as divers. You know, you know, and there's a lot of diving stuff going on this weekend, not just in Curacao, but also in Texas, of all places. There's a dive show. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is there. Just off the show floor, I believe. Jerry, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm at a dive show. I'm feeling right at home.
There you go.
Our World Underwater, Texas Dive Show.
Yes. So, yeah, this is like the sister show to Our World Underwater in Chicago. And now they have this thing going on. And it's right inside or outside of Dallas. Is that where it is? Or where exactly, Jerry?
Well, it's in a place called Frisco, which used to be a little town. And now it is growing at rates you can't believe. It's very upscale. We've got about 40 exhibitors in the show floor and a lot of people having a good time.
Okay. Well, there you go. So it's a nice little show. People can come in and, look around, decide where they want to go next. I would imagine there's a few destinations represented there on the show floor and some gear and all kinds of good stuff. Am I right?
No, you're totally right. There's a little bit of everything. You got gear, you've got destinations, you've got resorts, liveaboards, you name it, it's here.
Yeah, all right. So anything stand out your perspective or what?
Well, I think the film festival tonight is going to be spectacular. It's got some real talent. And I'm sitting here right now with one of the biggest talents of the whole show, Paul Cater-Deaton. And got him right here to talk to you.
Okay, well, let's talk to him. Hand the phone over to Paul, and let's bring him on Scuba Radio and find out what the film festival is all about tonight at the Texas Dive Show, or Our World Underwater Texas. Paul, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I am swell. All right, so are you the man behind the madness there for the film festival tonight, or having some of your own works?
I would love to take responsibility for the success of this show, but I'm afraid I can't. I'm just a cog in the wheel.
Okay. You can take credit or blame. That's what I always say.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just in case it's blame, I'll just shy away.
Okay,
no,
fair enough.
It's been a really good show. It keeps growing bigger and bigger every year. It's very encouraging to see so many divers come out and share our collective passion. It's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
And a big part of that is, of course, the film festival. And tonight, as always, some of the biggest shining stars in our industry are going to be presenting. And there's some really fantastic work and some really great presenters.
Well, give us a preview. What is going to happen tonight at the event? And who do you have?
Well, Nancy McGee is going to be the MC, as she has been for the last couple of years. She's an explorer and filmmaker. She, like myself, she's a member of the Explorers Club, a national fellow. And unlike me, she's a member of the Women Divers Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
She's known as the Pachyderm Princess. She did a film some years ago about a swimming elephant named Raja. And so she's pretty much one of the only women in the world who can tell you whether or not elephant poo can float.
Mm.
And she's going to be showing a film tonight called Humpback Heaven. Jill Heinerth is with us. This woman is incredible. I've seen the Wonder Woman film, and I'm not that impressed by it because I know Jill Heinerth.
Yeah.
She's dived deeper into caves than any woman in history. She's Hollywood's go-to gal when it comes to technical diving for film and so forth. And she's amazing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her work. She's going to be showing Arctic on the Edge and Crystal Caves of the Bahamas.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a really good variety of content.
Now, going back to the Elephant Woman, because you mentioned the title. She's going to debut tonight at the film festival. Is what, Hammer something about Hammerheads?
Humpback.
Oh, Humpback Whales. Heaven. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she gets around. She really goes to some extraordinary places around the world. She gives tours. She's a really, really just stellar speaker and presenter. Great MC. I always love working with Nancy. And we've been diving together in some far-flung parts of the world, and always enjoy every opportunity to work together.
So you have these two presenters. So basically they get up and say, hey, guys, this is where I've been. Enjoy the next 20 minutes footage of whatever they want to present, and maybe have a little Q&A after, too, a little bit, or what?
A bit. I mean, it's a really full evening. Jim and Pat Stayer are going to be showing some of their work. The Wonders of Kimbe Bay, which I believe is in the in Indonesia and in archipelago. Christopher Weaver and Michael Salvareza are going to be showing some of their work called Shades of Blue, diving the central atolls of the Maldives. Guadalupe Above and Below and the Seals of New England by Peter Venuzos, who's a longtime diver and commercial diver. Shipwrecks, The Hidden Treasure of the Philippines by Tony Grammer. Michelle Labreck and Julie Wimet are going to be showing a film called K. I'm going to be showing something about muck diving in the Philippines. And Leandro Blanco, I'm going to talk about him for just a minute, if I may.
Yeah.
I think the people from Dos Equis Beer have it wrong, because Leandro Blanco is, in fact, the most interesting man in the world.
Okay.
This guy does work for everybody from BBC to National Geographic. He's their go-to guy at National Geographic. He goes all over the world shooting films. And he's a musician as well. So a lot of time there's pretty much all the time there's a musical component to his films that just really sets the tone for the film. I mean, the images that he shoots, the music that he selects, most of which is written and performed by himself and friends and colleagues. And then, to top that off, he's one of the best editors in the business. And I just love his work, and I am really looking forward to the day that we finally get to go diving together. We've been threatening to do that for some time.
Yes. Well, no, that sounds pretty
amazing. I'm about to get the hook, it looks like.
Well, why do you say that? What, Jerry's looking at you and saying his bars are running out, or what?
He's showing me his watch, and so I feel like a bad act.
This is great. Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of
at the Apollo.
You know, whether you're in Texas tonight or not, and can attend, you know, these kind of film festivals on a Saturday night of a dive show are the highlight of the weekend, and it really kind of makes a thing. Like you'll be doing a similar thing in Chicago, I would imagine, in a few weeks for that.
That's
our
correct.
World underwater.
That's correct. So. And I'm the MC at that show.
Oh, okay.
It'll be my sixth year in a row doing that show as MC, and I'm really proud of that.
Well,
we always have a really good time there.
Well, no doubt. Well, thank you so much for the little update, and good luck with that tonight. And I'm going to get out and see one of these things eventually, okay?
Please do. Anytime. We'll have a coffee.
We'll have a coffee. I was going to say rum. Whatever works, you know. He'll drink coffee, I'll drink rum, and we'll go to the film festival. All right, more coming up. Our World Underwater, by the way, .com. Radio show devoted to diving. Obviously, a lot of stuff is going on this weekend in the diving world, whether it's a dive show, getting a cool trip to Curacao when you head up to Beneath the Sea at the end of March for their silent auction, or just stuff in the news. Now we got Barry the Boater, Walt DeMartini, and now we're joined by Jerry the Diver Guy. He is connected via the web. Jerry, what's going on? Come on in.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, it took you a while. You're doing some remodeling at your neck of the woods too, or what? Yeah,
I'm moving.
You're moving. Oh, okay. Well, I would say that's a safe bet then. That you're doing some adjustments and stuff. So yeah, you had to get
quite a bit of adjustment.
You had to get your intranet hooked up today, but you finally got it hooked up. All right. Well,
no internet.
You have no internet.
I am. I'm using mobile hotspot for my off my phone for my laptop.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what, it's working.
Yes.
So, hey, that's all that matters, and I'm glad to have you along. So, we have some diving to do, my friend. Once you get settled, we got to head down South Florida or over to the Bahamas, or maybe even over to Saba. I got a few things percolating right now that we may have some more news.
Cool.
Next week on the big show for. But one thing that came across my desk is a new effort in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale area for some underwater sculptures. Barry the Boater, have you heard about this?
Yes, I did.
What do you think? Do you know what I'm talking? You know what I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah, they're doing the body sculpt. They do these body casts, and they make these mermaids out of concrete and then put them down as a artificial reef.
Yeah, they're taking body casts of mermaids, real mermaids, like down at the wreck bar, like Marina Merdusur. You know, we've had her on the air, Marina, the fire-eating mermaid. I don't know
if
she's done.
You wanted to take me down there one evening, yeah.
Yeah, what, you want to be one of those body casted mermaids?
No. There's not enough cement in the world.
No, you just jump in, do a big belly flop in the plaster, and then they make a mermaid out of you. Yeah, it'd be pretty whacked. But it sounds interesting. We'll talk more about it next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So, tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of Sandbart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified, couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in the right place. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So going under is just one of the things we love to do. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater, even Walt DeMartini connected via the web. And we're talking about this latest story that evidently there's a couple artists down in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale that decided they, well, actually it started as an accident. They evidently had made a cast of a model. That someone had commissioned, like his wife, to make her into a mermaid. So they created this plaster cast of her, and then she did it, and they painted or attached a mermaid tail to the cast or something, and created this big sculpture. And then he got divorced. And they're like, "Hey, what are we supposed to do with this?" He goes, "I don't know. You can stick it where the sun don't shine." Like, whoa, hey. And then they said, well, maybe we can do something constructive with this. Maybe we could turn it into an artificial reef. And that's what evidently they have managed to do and have made a proposal or started an effort to sink 1,000 mermaids off the coast of Fort Lauderdale as a new artificial reef project. Now, pretty ambitious. I mean, 1,000 of these things. I mean, that's a lot of work, I would imagine, but it's kind of cool. And what's neat about it too is that, and actually, they are basing it on real people, so they got to get the cast from these ladies, and then they'll sculpt the mermaid tail onto them. But they will actually be real women, with their face and the whole thing on the sculpture. I mean, it actually is a pretty interesting, cool idea. To be memorialized, I guess, in that sense. If you've ever wanted to be a mermaid, it's one thing to put on a mermaid tail or, follow that process here at Scuba Radio. We've done our share of mermaid recruitment over the last 20 years. But being able to have yourself turn into an artificial reef as a mermaid model, it kind of takes it to a whole nother level. And I got to tell you, I think it's one of the coolest things I've heard in a long time. Now, Barry, would you go out there and dive all the mermaids for just kind of fun and frolic or what?
Oh, yeah. And a good place to put it would be Lauderdale by the Sea because it's such a great beach dive.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think that's the idea is to put it in areas like right off the beach that it would create like snorkel parks and things like that. I don't know which, how far up and down the area of Fort Lauderdale, they're planning to do this, but with 1,000 of them, I would imagine they'll be open to quite a few. And who knows how long it'll take. I guess I thought I read something like they've already done about 20 of them or something, but they're planning to sink as many as 1,000. So,
Greg?
Yes.
Know anything about, it was Little Cayman or Cayman Brac?
Uh-huh.
They had a bunch of statues that they sunk, and then they put people's faces on them, notable people from the Cayman Islands.
Really? You know, I don't know about the face thing. I vaguely remember something like that. They've had similar type things done, like in Grenada, they got the Circle of Kids in their underwater sculpture park, where those were actually modeled after real kids, and they're holding hands, and they're in a circle, and they did these sculptures and stuff. But I don't know how detailed they are, and I don't even know what these guys are doing as far as how detailed these sculptures are of the women that they're turning into mermaid sculptures. But you know, it'd be interesting to know, and if the fact that they got to get some kind of plaster mold made of the women is interesting. And hey, look, I don't know. I'm sure they've already been asked this question, like, hey, where's the merman? Are you going to do some merman? So, Barry, you're not out of luck. Walt, hey, are you up for it? And Jerry the Diver Guy, hey, we got three takers right there, the way I look at it, right?
Sure. Yeah. They can plaster my face all over the place.
Yeah, Barry thinks there's not enough plaster to do a mold, but he's being modest.
Well, they, not for me, but
they,
what
they
about
can
you,
always
Greg?
Make more.
Mr. Neptune.
You know what? I don't know if I really want to be memorialized in that sense. I don't know. I don't see myself as a merman as much as a ringmaster.
Barry just wants to be Aquaman.
Yeah, well,
Aquaman.
True. Yeah, and he didn't have a mermaid tail. He just was a guy who could swim and hold his breath for a long time. So that's kind of how I see me. But I don't think anyone else would want to see me as a merman or mermaid guy or anyway.
They're supposed to sink 20 of these statues, I think, this summer. So it'd be nice maybe if you can get together with them and we can go out on the boat and film it and all that.
Well, true. And we ought to help them find some women to turn into mermaid statues is my guess. I'd like to help them in that regard. I think that'd be kind of a fun little contest. I think this is going to be a huge draw. I mean, just like there's so many people over the years, women have come up to us at the shows and say, hey, I'd like to be a mermaid too. How do I become a Scuba Radio mermaid or blah, blah, blah? And we get it all the time. And, you know, that's one thing. But like I said, having yourself turned into a mermaid statue, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, it would be kind of a neat thing, I think, that a lot of people could respond positively to, and some potentially negatively. I don't know.
And you could have Walt. I'm sure he knows a lot of people in the industry, and Neil and Jeff Tarode, have all those people get involved with it.
Well, you got to be careful. If you're going to bring Walt and like Neil into the process, I have a feeling that once they do the mold, the sculptures, you know, Walt will do his thing. Okay, can you pump up the upstairs up a few cc's there? and I don't think that's where they're going.
Yeah, I can see that. You know,
oh, okay. All right.
He's like, hey, wait, she didn't look like that in real life. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, who knows?
Hey, sooner or later, the statues will be floating.
Maybe you could get Tony and Lacey to come out of retirement.
That's right. You know what? We could possibly do that and tell them, like, hey, if you have any concerns, there could be a little nip-tuck or whatever, a little chiseling going on with the sculpture to make you know, represent the way you would prefer to be represented. I don't know. I mean, that I think that could be kind of a cool thing.
Anything can be repaired with cement.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'd be interesting. I don't even know if we could do this. I mean, how hard is it to create a mold like that? You know, Barry the Boater, you're kind of into that kind of creative, artistic type stuff. Have you ever done a mold where you created, you know, some kind of lawn ornament thing out of cement or something, or no?
I made a lawn ornament thing one time, but, you know, we could always try it on you and see what happens.
Well, I mean, it's just a caster, a plastic cast type of, you know, mold that you got to do.
It's a quick drying. It's a quick drying plaster. You stick a couple of straws up your nose so you can breathe.
Right. And we create, our own thing like that. Or like if nothing else, we'll just do, you know, the head part. Like of you know, create a, you know, Scuba Radio bust, you know, of the guys. Here's the Scuba Radio crew.
Headless Greg floating around in the ocean, huh?
Why headless?
Not headless, a bodiless. Just
yeah. No, we don't need to waste time or cement on that. That's going to take too many supplies. But if we do from like the shoulders up, we could just, you know, set up a an underwater crew scene and stuff. I don't know. That'd be kind of a wacky, fun idea. I don't know. There's something here that is even cooler than what these guys are doing that maybe we have to, try to screw up, which is what we do, obviously, if we start participating. But
I think you're going to scare the tourist away if only you see heads mounted on coral,
If we did, that would be mission accomplished. And Jerry, the diver guy, would you want to be immortalized in that fashion underwater as an artificial reef like that?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing no better than getting coral and fish poop all over you.
Okay. That is a threshold I didn't consider, but I guess that would make sense. They have the things where you can, take your ashes and turn it into an artificial reef structure, but this is kind of like a more like, hey, I'm alive, and this is what I look like. Yeah.
But you could do that at home. You could, take a relative's ashes, just mix it up in a bag of...
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I just think it'd be kind of cool. Like, hey, let's go dive me, And
if you get cremated and we make an artificial reef out of you, it's going to be like a little lobster hotel.
Well, of course, and that's fine. But it'd be nice if I was alive. I would be able to go dive my statue or whatever I am. if I made my own bust and threw it underwater. Turned it into a reef and being able to enjoy it as opposed to wait and let other people do it. Or is that too, maybe that's too egotistical? Did you want to go dive yourself? I don't know. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years and still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, come on. That stings.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau. They all love Scuba Radio.
Did you ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Barry the Boater, all with us today as we round out today's broadcast to the latest diving news and information, which I got a few little tidbits for everybody that we got to discuss. And actually, we'll go into more detail probably next week, potentially on the show. But NAWI, National Association of Underwater Instructors, is launching a new program that is really, really cool. And I think they're going to be kicking off this event in Bimini, which is already on our radar to do something here in the first quarter of 2018. And it ends up, it's called the Leadership Rescue Workshop. And it's open to all divers, not just NAWI certified instructor divers or whatever. I think it's open to everybody. We're going to get more details on it pretty soon. But it's happening March, 16th through the 18th. And basically, it's like a super rescue course or instructor course. I don't know all the details, but sounds really awesome. They're just trying to put something out there that everybody can participate in, spend a weekend in a tropical paradise like Bimini. It's at the Big Game Club with Neil Watson Scuba Center. And you can go out there and not only have some awesome diving, but pick up the skills or refresh your rescue skills to make you a safer dive instructor. So we'll get more information about that here in the coming weeks on the big show. But that isn't all. I got more, guys. By the way, does that sound appealing to any of you? You want to go do that, Jerry, the diver guy?
Let's go rescue somebody.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And yeah, what do you think?
I think we should rescue old Greg.
Okay, I'm old Greg. I drink Bailey's from old a shoe. Greg. Yeah, all right, it's a long thing. Anyway, the other thing is on Indigo, you know, one of those crowdfunding things, the FIFISH, F-I-F-I-S-H, it's called the P3. This thing has about another week to go. It's already reached its, you know, goal of like, you know, I mean, it's eclipsed it by like 200%. So they've reached their goal. But this is a underwater drone. Now, we've been covering a few of these things over the last year or so. They're coming, whether you like them or not. You know, let's see, the iBubble has been in development for a couple years now. It's had a couple crowdfunding things. It's all wireless and autonomous and pretty high tech, and they're making progress on that thing. It still hadn't come to market yet, but they're getting closer. But this one popped up on my radar, this thing called the FIFISH. I think it might be out of Japan or someplace overseas, because when you watch the video, you can tell whoever wrote the script for the voiceover guy on their video, it's in broken English, but he sounds totally American. Very ironic.
Can you spell that again?
FIFISH. F-I-Fish. FIFISH.
Oh, just one F-I.
Yeah, okay. F-I-F-I-S-H is what it's called. So, you know, I think it might
be. But we can always get Captain Wild over there, and he can talk to him. He can fix their lobsters, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Captain Wild is a Chinese or what is it? Chinese or Japanese?
Japanese.
Cooking guy. He's like, you know, he's like the Hell's Kitchen guy. What's his name? Gordon Ramsay of Japan. When it comes to cooking lobster or grilling them, whole thing. Google it.
You know, that would be great for lobster diving. You know how I would send you overboard to say, hey, go take a quick look, see
right.
if there's any lobsters around.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing goes down to like, 300 feet or something. I mean, it's tethered, so it's not, you know, totally autonomous like the iBubble in development is. But this is like, you know, looks like a pretty substantial underwater drone. Has a high-quality camera on it. They got it listed, like if you back them before it runs out, I think in the next week, for a couple grand, and they're planning to bring it to market of in May of this year. Is what they're
couple
what it
of
says.
Grand?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at like if
all
you
right.
back them, but it
okay,
says
well,
what
you're going to be going overboard some more.
Okay, so that's a little slightly out of Barry's budget, evidently.
That's out of the Barry's boating budget. Yeah,
yeah, but it would be
Greg
a cool
will continue to
tool. I mean, that, you're right. If you
sure
know, and who knows? Maybe
but
they can bring the price.
If this is tethered, wouldn't it be a robot?
Well, that's
another underwater robot.
Well, I guess, you know, it's an ROV, right? So I'm not sure. They're calling it a drone on their
video. Well, a drone wouldn't have any wires, but it's still controlled by someone, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, just because it has wires, that doesn't make it a drone or not, doesn't it? Or does it? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is that for the time being, when we find a spot, I'll say, hey, Greg, go jump in, see if there's any lobsters.
Yeah.
If there is, he'll come back up.
Well, true. Yeah, I'm basically Barry's underwater drone.
That is the cheapest drone you could find.
That is true. But, you know, if the water's really cold or I don't want to do that, I mean, it would be kind of nice to have one of those things. If it works. You know, it's one of these crowdfunding things. So they say May of this year, you know, that could be pushed back several months. Who knows? But, you know, the fact that the technology's coming and it's out there is always a, it's a good sign. I like the, you know, more the better. It encourages other people to try new ideas and develop this stuff and see how it can amend our diving adventures. So if we can send a robot down there to tell us if the diving's going to be good before we have to put on all our gear and stuff, hey, I'm for it. You guys for it?
Absolutely.
All right. They
say, yeah, hey, I'm for it.
All right, cool. Well, we'll leave it at that. All right, till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
There, they're almost insane. All right, safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.